in a few days, from Wednesday through Saturday, each evening at dusk, the thin crescent moon will gloriously display Earthshine. That's the faint glow of our planet's reflection on the lunar surface. It gives the dark, unlit portion of the moon an eerie radiance. This is unique in all the universe. Only the moon is near enough to reflect back our own light for our narcissistic enjoyment. Interestingly enough, the phases of Earth and moon are complementary. When the moon is a skinny crescent, like during this coming week, lunar colonists would see Earth in their sky as nearly full. Conversely, when the moon is full, then our world is new in the moon's sky, and they only see our night side. Equality arrives 9 days from now, when we see a half moon. That's when lunar folk observe Earth as being half lit as well. This also explains why Earthshine will be so bright this week. Only when the moon is a thin crescent, and that will be particularly true on Wednesday evening, will the brilliance of a virtual full Earth be shining on the lunar terrain. And we are dazzling. With 4 times the moon's diameter and almost 4 times its shininess, our world is over 100 times more brilliant than the moon appears to us, even when it's full. Earthshine is sunlight that's taken a detour. Sunlight hits us, bounces to the moon, then enough bounces back to our eyes to enable us to see it. It's a 3-way trip, making the glow on the moon's dark side older than the direct sunlight illuminating the brightly lit crescent. Therefore, if the sun were to blow up, the bright crescent of the moon would vanish first, but the dimmer Earthshine would linger for an additional 3 seconds, light's round-trip time from Earth to the moon. If you see this happen, grab the phone and sell your stocks. This knowledge will give you a few seconds head start over everyone else. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.